This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You might have heard by now that the New York Times website was hacked, or maybe you noticed when it didn't load for you. The group claiming responsibility calls itself the Syrian Electronic Army, which is who exactly? Like some 14-year-old genius hacker someplace? Marketplace's Adrian Hill went looking for the army.
Sorry to disappoint you, Kai. I couldn't track them down.
I don't think we necessarily know exactly who the Syrian Electronic Army is.
Well, we don't know precisely who they are.
Nobody really knows who the Syrian Electronic Army exactly is.
But don't give up on my sleuthing skills. We do know some things. Chester Wisniewski is senior security advisor at Sophos.
They appear to be a group of hackers in Syria trying to draw media attention for supporting Bashar al-Assad.
And he says, we know they aren't the world's most sophisticated hackers. Take the New York Times attack.
They, tricked someone into disclosing their password so they could gain access to a system. And that's been their modus operandi in many of their attacks, is kind of attacking human frailty rather than technology.
It seems the Syrian Electronic Army sent fake emails to people at a company that registers domain names, basically publishers of a phone book for the internet. Someone fell for it, and the army?
It was effectively able to rewrite the white pages for the internet, pointing sites that should have gone to one location to locations that the Syrian Electronic Army controlled.
That's Matthew Prince. He's CEO of the web services company Cloudflare.
But it seems like if you're in the internet industry, you should know better.
It's, the challenge is that the internet has, and something like email, has been built in such a way that it's really hard to authenticate when a message is actually coming from someone.
And when it's being faked. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.